gentlemen, welcome to Rosetta Art Draft 2024. Woo! We have an excellent show for you tonight, so buckle up and prepare yourself to have your face melted off by art and our picks. Colin, spin the wheel for the first pick.
Let's fucking go, but let's spin this fucking wheel.
Here we go. I can't win twice in a row, and I won the fake one earlier.
Oh my god, no way.
Let's go with the first
two in a row. Because his
Taylor,
his
back,
team
back.
Taylor, last place back last back. Time.
Yeah, it's because foot draft did not work out in Mistvale, but we'll see what it does this
great
time.
Well, Taylor goes first. God damn it. Can we start over?
Come on, Colin.
This is why I wanted to do it egalitarian.
Not the same as last time.
Hey, that would have been funny if we just randomized the same order as last time.
I know.
Jeez. Somebody writing this down?
I think we got it memorized because it's just four of us. Jesus, Colin, you need a new wheel, brother.
Shout out to Wheel of Names who hates me.
Colin, you get the snake, though. You get to go back to that.
I hate the snake.
For those of you listening at home, there was a visual gag that was pretty good. Colin's
put his own name in. He wins. Colin's the last one. Let's go. Good job, Colin.
I like that it applauds for you. That's a good button to have. It's pretty good.
It is fun. I have that soundboard on my phone all the time. Just
all right, Rosetta Art Draft. Here we go. If you don't know the rules, here are the rules. Number one, we go
no
in order.
Bitching.
No, there's lots of bitching. We're gonna just mainly the entire episode. I was gonna pick that. Number two, we get five picks. Easy. One, two, three, four, five.
Number three, no count your blessings.
Number three, no count your blessings. Blake said it, so it's on the books now. Number four, we do it snake style. Which means it will go from Taylor down to me, and then I will get two picks back up to Taylor, who gets two picks and back and forth like a snake.
That's right. It's five rounds, and we determine the winner by popularity. So if you think one of us has a superior team of five art cards drafted, leave a comment below on this YouTube video. Get at us on Twitter. Send us an email at theattackactionpodcast@gmail.com. If you're in the Discord, let us know, okay? Because there's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, I haven't met any of my yearly incentives for being on the podcast yet. Of what I was said I would bring in my contract. So I have to win this art draft or I won't get my $1 million bonus.
Yeah, you also got to bring like several hundred more subscribers. You got to work on that too.
Yeah.
Remember you boasting that you could do it.
Right on there. Don't worry.
Dozens of people. All right. Quick question. Is there a limitation on Marvels?
Everything's fair game and love in art draft.
And we're not doing promos, right? Not promos from this set's release. Only
cards in
cards
a from
box.
Packs.
Yeah. In, cards in the box.
Cards I say back. Fair game. You can pick whatever you want.
All right. Yeah. If you pick sigils. Five sigils, you're a goon and nobody likes you.
And we don't mean that in no nice way.
And that's about it. I'll try to. No, I'm not going to do it. Let's try to read the artist's name if we can read it, because I don't want to add it at the bottom. That's a lot of work.
Oh, okay, that's easy.
I don't want to do it. But I'll do it in the notes. I'll collect all the artist names and I'll put them in the notes. Maybe their Instagram or their art station or whatever, just so people have links to support these amazing artists of flesh and blood.
Absolutely. Which. I love that we do this every set. Every time cards are spoiled, I'm like, okay, maybe it could be a pick in the art draft. Okay, all right. And then I'm like constantly looking at them with that in mind. I always keep the art draft in mind when looking at cards for real in real life, because sometimes the image online does not do it justice.
Well, that's all I've seen, so. Perfect. I hope they're good images.
That's why you got the last pick. Okay, shall we kick this thing off? Any other comments, questions, or concerns before we enter round one of the Rosetta Art Draft?
I'm just excited.
Let's do it.
It is the only important event that's happened since the release of Rosetta. Oh. Stakes are high.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. With the first pick in the first round of the 2024 Rosetta Art Draft, I, Taylor Morrow, am selecting from College of Aria, Barkskin of the Millennium Tree Extended Art.
Whoa, that's like a lineman type pick. Yeah.
Totally. There was, I didn't really actually think I was going to get the first pick, and this was my number one, and we're going with it. It is super fun. It feels like I'm that hero, and I most of the time just really love the armor cards. I'm a big fan of all of the armor. So, Barkskin of the Millennium Tree Extended Art. Going first.
What does it look like in person when you get it on, like, in your light?
February doesn't have the extended art, so Zane, hold it up.
That's upsetting. Okay, it's really cool. It's like some handsome person, you know? And they look rad.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it looks really, really cool on the table. Mine I got yesterday and was like, this is rad.
And it feels like what the card does too, which I always love that.
Yes. Like, yeah. The other thing that maybe is doing something for it is the fact that we have the Millennium Tree in this set. And so this, I love that it has a named tie-in to a specific landmark in the set. So maybe some points there, but great art by Alexander Makov.
One of the best to ever do it.
Totally. I would draft them in the potentially top five of artists.
Whoa. Are we going to do a meta draft of drafting artists?
Drafting the artists. Oh,
dude, that would
gosh.
Be sick.
We'll do that, when they're live, when we're like bored and we don't have another topic. All right. Great. Great job.
Thank you.
Not on my list. So.
Yes.
I will say it wasn't on my list until I saw it in person. So I'll give Taylor that the cold foil EA in person is really nice.
It's crazy.
I bet it is. I'm sad it's not on here.
I kind of have my head on a swivel, so I make my list as we go. So didn't really expect to see that. That's a strategy. So,
all right.
Based on that, I thought this would go first. It's not a name draft. It's not a what's the effect draft. It's an art draft. And I think when you think of iconic things in Flesh and Blood, I think whether it's equipment pieces or other cards, stuff that kind of sets apart sets, or like, oh, I remember that card from forever ago, are the legendary headpieces. So I'm going to choose the new Runeblade equipment, Face Purgatory. Let's just say extended art, even though February can't do that one either. I made sure to check, and he's not lying.
You're lucky I'm here.
Hold that up, Zane.
Yeah, held up that Face Purgatory. Whoa, you can see so lower down her better. Body and her arm. I love everything about this. Of like, I think this is, I've mentioned this before in the Misfell draft of like, not maybe it was Heavy Hitter of like Sonata Galaxia, when someone's looking over your shoulder. It's like, what is that game? And like, if somebody opened up a pack of, what's that green box? Oh, I'll open up one pack to see what I get. If they open up a Face Purgatory, they're probably hooked on the game, because like,
boom.
I want to see what this card does. I want to use it. Like, this is so cool. I know there's some people that are like, I want to be her. I want to be skeletoned by her. I don't even know what verb you would use. But this is just, I think, going to be one of the arts that people will be like, oh, yeah, that's a Phase Purgatory set 5 years from now.
To yuck your yum a little bit, I got this the other day and was like, wow, that looks great. Wife, check this out. And she was like, "Nah, I'm just pretty tired of sexy women art like that." And I was like, psh, you know what? You're so right. This card sucks.
He said, but what about the cool, sexy skeleton man behind her?
How do you know it's a man? Person?
Well, you know, skeleton person.
Because men always be creeping behind women like that. That's right.
I mean, that is probably the correct
I think the skeleton is my favorite part. Is that a skeleton creeping or the is she head, actually headdress. A skeleton?
Yeah, we're talking about the headdress, I think.
That headdress goes crazy. Hmm.
Well, I'll put that in my things to think about next art draft of how everyone's wife thinks about it, since I have so much what is it called? Expertise with talking to wives.
I'm just,
I don't even have one.
I'm trying to win, you know? So just trying to sow some doubt.
I love this one to go against Taylor a little bit. I love this one, but Mask of Recurring Nightmares from the previous set, I loved that when the extended art like told a new facet of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And this card having an extended art feels like it would fit perfectly into that, and then it kind of doesn't tell any more story.
Oh, like underneath is just arms. Bone legs or bone torso?
Yeah,
totally.
Whoa. And then the reflection has flesh.
Oh. Who did this art, Blake? You have notes for them. No.
Thomas Judin. I got a
Jedrusik.
Got to scroll back up.
Tomas
Jedrusik, who's probably in the top five artists of all time for Fab.
Wow, he's done some good stuff. He did Shakedown.
Some good stuff.
Yeah. Double Down.
Nice guy. He does really good. Really good artist proofs. But I don't think he does commission, so you just have to like buy whatever he has if you're at the event he's at. But.
Which that's a lot of it too. I like that.
Yeah, I totally respect that. That's how like Assur does it. But yeah.
Who's number three?
Strong. Two legendaries gone.
It's me at three. All right. Everybody loves a legendary, but more than that, everybody loves a common token, just basic. A hero. I guess technically not a token. We'll go with Florian, the Rotwood Harbinger. No longer a token. Been promoted to a Majestic for some reason.
Marvel,
of course.
Obviously. Got these. Look at this.
All heroes should be in Marvel. That's just how it should be. But yeah, this hero is just so cool and unique. Like, he clearly has Runeblade stuff, but he's like very distinct from Briar. Like, has his own flavor. How he plays kind of fits. Yeah. You see Briar behind Taylor there. This is clearly a different hero, different aesthetic. You see the decomposing kind of active on his card. Like, it's autumn. It's all falling apart a little bit. The rose. It's so good. I bought one case, and this was the card I wanted most in the whole set, and I opened it, which was like, I've never really done that, and I was very excited. He's my first adult Marvel I've ever opened.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm super, super happy to have him, and I played him this weekend at AGE.
Fuck yeah, and you fuck beat yeah.
The Talon Stradley from
Pitch It To Me podcast.
Executive producer, so in your face, our podcast is better.
Podcast supremacy, let's go!
Let's go! I don't really want to start
another. Talon, you guys are great.
They are great. I miss
right on my Aurora!
I don't want to start another podcast feud. That was so season one of the Attack Action Podcast.
Look, we've won all the feuds, so no one wants to start one with us. We're just playing, though.
When you come for the king, you best not miss, you know?
Fuzzy actually brought basically the same deck, because we were playing just the Yuki deck. So there was two Florians. It was me and Fuzzy, and we were playing 79 of the same 80 cards. He made like one swap. But
I love adult Florian art. Like, it hits me in, if I was a 10-year-old child imagining myself growing up to be a magical knight hero, this would be like pretty close to what I imagine my armor and sword would look like, and the, you know, backdrop in which I rule my kingdom or whatever, you know. So kudos to you. I'll have to pivot into one of my backup picks there. Well done.
Do you guys know the story about this art? Florian was walking with his friend, and he's like, I'm exactly as tall as this branch is, and it fits around my body perfectly. Take a picture of me.
It's actually just a still taken from a video where he's dancing with mostly his arms, and he does some stuff with the hips too.
Okay, here's an interesting fact about the artist. So this is Jasada Tsutsui. I hope I didn't butcher that too bad.
We're going to do that all night.
Done a lot of hero arts and some bangers. Uzuri,
ooh,
Adult KO, and New.
Whoa. So
New, probably the best hero art from the last set. And we got Florian, probably the best hero art from this set. Jasada's just on a streak.
Up and coming. Right. Might overtake into the fifth spot into greatest of all time.
Wow. Judge, jury, executioner. Oh, Max the Hype Nitro. Almost missed that.
That one I could do without.
I like Max art.
I like everything except his tongue. Why is his tongue like that? It's like unhinged.
Because he's unhinged, bro, and he's gross.
But why is his tongue that long and also angular?
They just do it different in metrics. You know, some ooze dropped on him, and he's slightly, you know, got some abnormalities.
I guess so.
Ooze.
Jasada, also a big piece of fab history, did Duskblade.
Nice.
The first and only card to be banned before its release.
We hope.
So far.
So far.
So far.
Besides All right. Today.
Let's move along. Colin. With Colin, the last pick in the first round and the first pick in the second round.
Good luck, Colin.
I feel like I have to pick this card because no one picked it. And the backside goes so hard. And you know I like a good backside. So we're going with Rosetta Thorn. But let's just fucking share this instead. Boom. Look at this
Boom.
Shit.
Whoa.
Craziest, just, you know, oh, this is a, look at this crazy Marvel. And then you flip it over and you're like, holy shit. Like, this is a piece of art right here. So.
Kruchaga.
Carlos Kruchaga. Goated.
Goated.
On the number one, him and Fedom can like beat each other's ass for number one spot, and then maybe Azure Mazoa will just walk up.
Iswardi gets in
there.
Yeah, Iswardi will sneak up in there too. Man, there's too many shit.
And assassinate them.
This one, honestly, I wasn't looking at this before the episode. We were chatting before the episode, and then y'all pointed out how hard the back was. I was like, oh yeah, there's a whole backside, because I just kept seeing the front side. I was like, oh, you know, it's cool, it's really cool, but this is the side you flip up, you know, like,
yeah,
you just show the other side when you need to read something. But
yeah,
it's just really cool. Just the art style is really cool. I think it's kind of even unique for Carlos Kruchaga, because he, you know, kind of the line drawing, you know, is just like a little bit more delicate on this. The gold foiling on it, or like, you know, the gold elements that I'm sure are foiled, just look sick. I haven't seen it in person, so.
You know, I don't think we ever will. Yeah, who has?
I assume it only looks better.
It kind of looks like the Eleanor like aura,
yeah,
like one of the light auras.
Totally, it's got that same kind of like,
yeah, you know, it does,
composition.
Parable yeah, of humility kind of vibe.
Flat, mm-hmm, you know, yeah.
Shit's dope.
It's so cool. It would be a sick tattoo.
Good game.
You know, just that, just the sword with the gold swirls and stuff. That would be
right
cool.
Down my chest.
Yeah, dude, do it.
And then
you won't.
The little part at the bottom, that'll be my belly button.
Yeah, you gotta do it.
It'll just look a little bit warped because of the shape of my body, but it'll still be cool. All right. That's it. That's round one. Good job. Wow. I'm winning.
Okay.
So all right. Good luck to everybody on this next round. what do I pick? This is a hard one. Do I think anyone will go for this or not? I feel like I got to go for this now because it's fucking tight. It's got a lot going for it.
Rosetta Thorne again?
It's small, but it's fucking big as hell. 10 foot tall and bulletproof, baby. Look okay. at this fucking storytelling.
That's fucking pretty good.
Tomas back again already. Fucking A. It's just so good. We got a this dog. Dude. There's a dog. You know, shout out to Taylor's insistence that a dog in a card makes it better. And he's just giving little...
Which is true.
He's giving a little kiss to this guy who's drunk on the ground. Maybe, is that vomit or did he just spill his beer? I'm going to say it's beer because that's less gross. And then, you know, we got this little dude up here who's fighting. He's got his lady looking out for him, grabbing his thing, keeping him out of trouble. Everyone mostly having a good time. This guy on the left looks a little concerned, but that's because he's not from here, so he's not sure what's going on. But just storytelling going on. The art's great. The fucking extended art looks dope. It attacks for 10, so get fucked. And it blocks for 10, so like, what the hell? This is the craziest card. I just put this in here because I didn't want anybody else to take it. So there we go. 10 foot tall and bulletproof with a bullet.
It is good.
Is that their names, you think? The little guy's 10 foot tall and the big guy's bulletproof?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what we're going with. That's like a Tin Pan Timmy or whatever from Surging Militia or way back in Monarch.
Oh, Tin Pan Timmy, yeah.
Surging Tide Ether Militia.
I love Ether Militia. I'm such an Ether Militia and you're such an Aether Sarah or whatever.
I'm more
Samantha.
Of a,
yeah, you're an Aether Samantha. Yeah.
I'm more of an Arcane Samantha, yeah. All right, that's it. That's me. Back to back bangers.
Great picks. Wow.
Yeah, totally. And now it's back to Zane.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, your two couldn't have been more different, but both good picks.
Well-rounded team. It's a well-rounded team.
I got a big guy and a little guy in one call, you know? It's like
the most powerful weapon ever created.
All right, I think I know where I have to go with this one. Uh-oh. I don't know if this one is like a threat of getting taken, but I want it on the team and it deserves to get picked here. The card I'm going with from Federico Musetti himself. We're going with Snuff Out.
No. No.
Okay, good. I'm glad I took it here. Like it's mad. First of all, the card effect, like this is an art draft, we don't care. The card effect is awesome. Unique and cool, very viscerally focused. Okay, forget that. The art is so like interesting and cool. There's like so much like storytelling of like what the card does, what the card is called, that's like perfectly represented here. The story, you know, kind of like the censor debate we had is like a little bit unclear, like who is who and what's happening. But yeah, just another Federico banger. The lighting is sweet. The helm design is crazy.
Question.
The demon girl. Yeah, what's up?
Is that the same person from Face Purgatory?
I'm going to go with no.
No.
They're from the same clan.
The helm is too different. But I like where your head's at.
All right.
I have a
question.
There
could be an argument. There is.
Is the woman on the right Elsa from Frozen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
First flesh and blood crossover.
She's about to get snuffed out. Yeah, good.
You think she's like just going to the bathroom in the middle of the night and left her bedroom and then there's just somebody there and
yes,
they're about to go.
The two things I really like about it is one, like I think the background is maybe like either a window or is like a really dirty mirror. And that's like the hallway that is facing us, the audience. The other thing is it reminds me of like a scene where, you know, her candle just blew out and then she just relit it. And then all of a sudden, the other woman, the dark woman, is there, you know? And that's what's exciting.
And then she blows out the candle again. It was like, I just put that out.
Yeah. Please, no candles.
That is the ore I'm destroying, is your candlelight.
I said, oh. Yeah. Sick art. This one's good. It was on my list. Imagine if this was extended art. Oh, this one would be.
What kind of legs do they have?
She's holding a gun.
She's doing this underneath. Hey.
Yeah.
Don't even think about lighting that candle.
Good All pick. Right. Good job.
Good pick. Over to Blake for round two pick.
No, art drafting with Zane is so fun. It always works out. And
you took Purgatory from me. I already told you I wanted Purgatory.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going to disappoint all the wives another time, and I'm going to choose Succumb to Temptation, because once again, we got to get all of these majestic legendaries from Runeblade out, because they're introducing a whole new type of Runeblade person of very hot temptress, which we had last time, which was interesting in Assassins. So it's like we've also seen somebody drinking blood wine in Heavy Hitters. So I'm excited for, is this the breadcrumbs for one day there will be a Runeblade warrior set where there's a talent vampire or something? Like, that's what goes through my head of this, of like, if you hit your person with your sword, you heal one, they lose one. Like, this is where we're going, I think, in the art design or card design of this. So hopefully this is the breadcrumb thing, because I know they were like, Blanche is the breadcrumb for this set, but that wasn't earthy or lightning-y, so that was kind of weird. Anyway, we're going to talk about her. She's really cool. She's like, there's room next to sit next to her, and it's badly lit, and you probably shouldn't do it, but you're like, I've already had one drink. Like, I guess I'll ask you about, you were in dance growing up? For how long? And then you sit down, and then
you're a dancer.
You're literally dead the next day, and it's like, well, I didn't want her to think I was rude, so I just died. And I know that was a thing in which we call Baldur's Gate, where it was like the vampire guy is like, hey, can I suck on your neck a little bit? And you're like supposed to be like adamantly like no, but like it'd be rude to do that, and so you're like, okay, I'll succumb to temptation, and I'll be over there, and then you lose all your cards, and your next turn you do nothing.
Question.
Answer.
And a statement. Is this the same lady from Blood Drop
Goblet? Blood Run Wine.
And
oh,
the woman from the Blood Drop Bodice. Is that the bodice? Is this the same person? Also... Mm.
I don't Statement, think it's
Blake. They have been tempting me with the lady from Dread Triptych and other Runeblade cards my entire life. And
Rattlebones.
She is not a freaking hero yet. So good luck thinking that this is a spoiler and that you're like, well, I would love to be this lady. Probably not going to happen.
Blood Drop Brocade. She's got brunette. Is this lady brunette?
Yeah.
This one's close, but. She looks.
Oh yeah, Goblet of Blood Run Wine is not some succumb to temptation. Holy shit!
The chair is pretty similar though.
Just maybe a different outfit for the Countess, you know.
She looks much better.
She's just in the dark here. I guess maybe she does have brown hair.
Yeah, it's that club look where you're just like, wow, she's very attractive. Then the lights turn on. You're like, oh my god, you are 20 years old
and put tall and bulletproof. what are we waiting for these heroes? I guess we need Seth for the next 15 years, but I want him now.
Great pick, Blake.
Thanks. Great job.
Ina Wong only has done 3 cards, so hope to see more from her.
Hell yeah.
Excellent.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. With the fourth and final pick in the second round, I'm super glad this did not go, because this maybe actually is my number one, but I felt like Barkskin needed to go number one. But it's Seeds of Tomorrow.
Ooh.
By one of our faves, Olga Trishenko. Nice. always great, always a banger. This one, at I think first glance, you're like, okay, cool, it's a tree. At second glance, you're like, oh, there's a person there. At third glance, you're like, there's another person there, and they're maybe doing something, praying, passing off the seed. It's much like a lot of the cards we've already had, has a story, and normally Olga's cards are more of like a piece that is a statement and less of a story, but this one is on theme with a lot of the earth cards, the passing of seasons, the passing of the queen, etc., and the colors go hard. And another freaking huge banger, I think, in this set is in North America. It is fall now, and these types of vibes are starting to happen, and I think it makes me like this set even more.
I'll agree with that.
With boundless potential to flourish or wither, the fate of Candlehold lies in your hands. Queen of the Rosetta. Beautiful.
Candlehold has got range, man. Her art is dope.
Dude, it's so good. It's like every card she does is just like, man, that's so cool.
Man, should we do an Olga break real quick? Because I have some Olga stuff that I'm like trying to figure out. Olga showed up in Brightest Lights, Contest of Minefield, System Failure, and System Reset.
Yeah.
Then she only had Sonata Galaxia in Heavy, so just one.
Banger.
Then she has the clearest, best art that everyone's going to remember of Traverse and Cosmic Awakenings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But now she's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cards. Mostly because she's the second half of all the Lifes and Shocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was probably so busy with Rosetta stuff, she couldn't pay anything for Heavy, really.
She would be in my top five.
So in a way, she only did three cards for the set, right? She did Shock, Life, and Seeds.
That's true.
Zane, you don't let me have any breath in my throat ever, do you?
So I'm agreeing with you
80% of the time. Way.
And 80% is low and generous.
All right. Round three.
Okay. Moving on here.
Boom.
Moving on. I think I'm going to have to move this one around and come in with kind of, I think, which is the hipsterest pick of this set. I feel like it's a real sleeper. In the third round, first pick in the Rosetta draft, our draft 2024, is Earth's Embrace.
Ooh.
Now, this one is distinctly unique art-wise. And MJ, I believe, does all the borders for the game. Like, that's the art that
and
they
the
do.
Box.
Yeah.
Is she the box art director? Is she like the creative director?
Her and Sam, I think.
Yeah. She's like LSS employee. Oh, that's, I didn't realize she did this. That's so tight.
Exactly. This is why this is a deep cut hipster pick. And it's dope. And it's just cool to see her get to do art. And she crushes the freaking borders every freaking set. Like, I don't think one of my picks, I feel like, would be Earth Runeblade. Like, that border is so sick. Yes. It's so subtle. But then when you see it in real life, you're like, fuck, that's so cool. Anyway, Earth's Embrace is excellent. This woman is just taking a nap in, like, flowers, you know? And it's maybe dangerous, but maybe it's not. And that's kind of what's cool. And I just love how it's, like, got a stained glass aspect to it as well. Very distinct lineage and shapes. So there you go. Earth's Embrace. MJ.
That's great. Dude, if this is MJ's, like, you know, the level she's coming at, like, dude, let her loose. Let her do more art, please. Come on. This is sick.
She only has like one or two other cards. I can go look.
She has Figment of Ravages, which is a banger. She has Truth Retold, the Illusionist Helm from the last set. Then she did TikTok Clock, just
time
kind
snap
of like
Ocean.
Yeah, she did the promo, time snap. Yeah,
that's
so sick. Not a lot, but yeah. And then she did Invigorating Light.
Totally.
So just like one every other set or so.
But. Yeah. Ravages is really tight, and so is Earth's Embrace. I mean, Time Snap Potion is...
The Time Snap is sweet.
Timeless, as they say.
That's tight.
I think Blake has just been thrown into a deep depression here.
No, I'm ready for my next pick.
He's like, no, he's just
thinking really hard on how to make an unbeatable team. Okay, so there you go. That's my pick. Number one, round three. Earth's Embrace.
Great pick.
Thank you. You're great.
I'm going to do something completely different from the last two picks we've had and choose an Earth Majestic called Felling of the Crown.
Yeah, there it goes.
I think this is sick. I do like, if we're going to say the word autumn, this is the most autumn card we have. There's like a crazy, like, ceremony going on with who are these people? Are these the people that, like, did the king just die and he's getting absorbed by the tree? It's kind of like not 40k, but like the fab version of 40k, which is kind of cool. We've got some random trees, some lights, and like, is this happening at night? Is it a funeral? Like, everything about this is very cool. And I kind of like normally there would be the complaint of like, 100-pound punch should be the like attack that does like 8 and makes them discard a card, but like the gravity of this funeral of the king and like what are we going to do next kind of goes a different way of how to make you feel like, oh shit, the Felling of the Crown is coming. And I like that about it as well. This is the first card for this person, Dominic Mayer or Meyer, depending on what part of the world you're in, but looking forward to more of his cards.
Yeah, it's dope. It was actually my number three, but I felt like I just took a tree, can't take another tree. So well done, Blake. Way to swoop this one. It's really good. I really like the little black extra border it has. Like, what is this? Like, that I want to see, what was their full piece of art that they did? You know, was this going to be like have a bottom side to it too? You know, like a jack or a king in like a regular standard 52 card deck. That'd be crazy. The secret. Anyway.
One of one extended art Felling of the Crown.
Insane. $20,000.
Sold.
Good pick. Sold.
Yeah, this one's sick. It feels so good to cast this card too. Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, Zane.
All right.
Number three.
We've all clearly displayed our favor for the earth side of the equation here.
Loyal to the soil, baby.
Let's take a quick dive across the aisle. Let's show Lightning some love. Maybe not the one you would think, but I'm going to go with Eclectic Magnetism.
Cool.
This is a wild card. This certainly feels like it was a wizard card at first, but then you read the effect and you're like, oh, it is kind of a wizard card. Disguised as lightning. So, you know, it lets you play non-attack as an instant without having to jump through any other hoops, which is awesome. But yeah, clearly some crazy stuff. Lightning's got a lot of power if this guy's just tearing portals and holes in his reality and summoning, you know, meteors and pocket watches and all this other.
I think that's like a radish energy up here on the right, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Tsunami and a tornado.
Yeah,
so I feel like maybe he doesn't know what he's doing.
He's working on it, you know, just like everybody building lightning decks.
Boom.
Brainstorming.
Oh,
but yeah, this one, like, it's like out of place almost, like in the lightning genre almost, I feel like, but in a way that's really cool and interesting, and I like to look at. And this artist, Saria Asavamehta, has only done a few cards, but did Black Tech Whisperers, which is one of the coolest pieces of equipment art.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope for more from them.
Tight. Nice. Fuck.
Good pick. I really like that one. That one was on my short list of cards. It's in my other. It can go away. I'm just saying, you know, it's good. It's got, I always love the purple and blue colors on the cards. Love it.
All right.
Colin, you're up. Two picks, baby.
Yeah, that's why I don't like the snake position. It's like a lot. It's like a lot. I got to pick two in one go. And I got so many choices left. Too many choices. All right.
You can do it.
Well, you know, I gotta worry about somebody else taking something, but y'all don't. See, the only thing anyone's taken that I was like gonna try to get is really Snuff Out. So I don't know. Maybe I don't need to worry about you guys because your fucking taste sucks.
I'm coming for your picks, Colin.
Okay, cool. Stop stalling with insults.
I'm stalling. Come on, give me a second. I have to click all the buttons and do all the things. So it takes me a while to think about what I'm gonna do on my turn.
That's why you build a big board, baby, where you get all your picks and all your possible breakdowns.
I got all my picks. I just can't decide what order they should go in.
Oh, yeah.
This is my problem because, you know, some might be safe. How many picks we got? Three more picks? I got three picks after this?
You have three more, yeah.
Three left. Okay. Okay. All right. Fuck it. Like, we're just going to go in. We're going to go in hard. And just take what we want because why not?
I'm getting turned on.
We're going Osilio, the young
ooh,
one,
because
this one is sick. Yeah. It gives you scale. It's giving scale. It's giving slumbering giant. It's giving, you know, awakening the power from the past that somehow is better than the future. It's giving shoulder pads. Like, it's got everything. Like, it's tight. It's got, I don't know. It's like somehow feels like a pharaoh entombed in like a giant pyramid. And then there's these tiny motherfuckers at the bottom. Like, you're going to fight Osilio, who's like the size of a skyscraper. Okay. Good luck. He's tight. It's better than his adult hero. Like, the adult hero is cool because he's just, it's all blue. But like, this one is like the story of it. He's like locked in there. I don't know. It's like all, it's giving fucking Han Solo trapped in carbonite, you know?
It's also kind of like Fifth Element as well.
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
Shit's fucking cool. I don't know who did the art because it doesn't say on the mark.
It's Federico.
Is it? Oh, well, Jesus yeah. Christ. Other goat.
And blue and orange are complementary colors, right? Or on the opposite of the color wheel, so they go together.
Yeah. Why not, dude? Fucking looks good. That's
it's
it.
Crazy. It's crazy how much better the young is than the adult. Like, the adult's cool, but like the young is like special. Like, it like looks unique and
they keep
like powerful
that.
In a way that the adult.
Remember
does
my that. Girl? Look at that girl. She's fucking so cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Federico did both, so you're not making him feel bad.
That's good. He doesn't feel bad. That dude is doing just fine. All right, anybody else have any comments on me while I think about my next pick?
It's sick. It's cool. It's the most unique hero in the game in terms of art.
I have no comments. I would like for you to pick your next pick immediately.
Oh, my God.
Nice. I like that strategy. Stress him out. Miss picks. You know?
All right. You know, we're going to do this because... I feel like somebody's got this on here and I need to get it. You know, speaking of larger than life characters, who's bigger than Big Betsy, baby. Drink them under the table. Betsy's specialization. She's having just the best time. This person's passed out. Log is here. She's got her wolf jacket and her fucking hype man's in the back just yelling it up. Like, and it's a great card. Everything going, it's got everything going for it. Enrique Lindner. He's done some bangers too. That's it. Pick four. We've started round four with a fucking banger.
That's great. Your draft is really shaping up to have quite a vibe to it. I'm into it. I'm into it. I like what you're
Yeah, maybe here. At the end I'll like post all our things in like a nice row. But not right now.
That's probably one of my favorite sentences you've ever said is log is here.
Dude, yeah, log. Totally.
Dude, we love log. Dude. Everyone loves a log.
Log. Like whenever they do release that weapon, there better be a freaking amazing video with it of log from Ren and Stimpy.
It also better be so good.
Better than bad. It's good.
I'm seeing it blown up a bit that I hadn't noticed that there's like she's like made like hash marks on it, like from all the people she's beaten up or whatever.
Oh hell yeah, dude.
How can you even see that far in?
It's like right there by her pelt.
Just use your eyes, Blake.
Oh, okay. I had to zoom in. I don't have my
zoom eyeballs.
Enhance.
She's on 10 already? Holy crap.
Dude, she's got more than 10. That's only the front tip. That's just the tip. She's got the whole lung.
All right. But the tip is a 10.
That's me. 3 and 4, back to back. Acilio, drink them under the table. Zane, round 4, let's go. I would like you to pick right now.
Okay, Colin, I will do my best. All right, this is tough. There's a few that I really, really want.
I said pick right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm just kidding. Take your time.
There's been no love for the meld cards. And we're gonna dip into the meld cards. We're gonna go with Rampant Growth Life.
The weaker of all.
What a waste! What a waste! Of a pick. What the hell is just grass?
No, you would be wrong if you thought that. No, this card is so interesting. Like looking and the effect is crazy, right? Like this obviously is, you know, Verdance is building her entire game plan around this card, and. Again, I love it when the card name matches what it's doing, right? So like what it's doing is like you're trying to overwhelm and create this earth, you know, healing and just rampant growth. And you're seeing just this city, it's very like overgrown, and it kind of reminds me of like Elden Ring or like Landel from Elden Ring. Which we never see it overgrown, but it kind of has that vibe of like it's been neglected And I do like the rampant growth and life side. Like the life side's great too. They look good next to each other. We get the sweet wizard earth border. This card looks really cool.
Yeah, great pick.
Two arts in one. That's almost cheating.
That's right. I can't believe you guys missed this whole trick.
I think because the art is so small, you know, there's just like less room for it to really shine. But this one is good.
Yeah.
I love life. I think it's great. It's like a great representation of
I love life.
I love life.
My life is dope. I do dope shit.
You know? It's a great it's a great little piece.
All I want to do is hood rat shit with me and my friends.
And this artist did both Betsy's. So.
Yeah.
What?
Simon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I thought he just knew how to draw grass, but look at me. Mistaken once again.
You were mistaken. He can draw grass and leaves.
Speaking of being mistaken, Blake, it's your turn.
Whoa. Wow. Based on all of our favorites and fans, I'm wondering why you guys haven't picked this one.
Wow.
And this one feels like the most every frame is a painting of like this could be up at a library and people would be like, oh, that's actually really cool. I wonder what that's from. And it wouldn't be like, oh, it's from a card game. Oh, it's from a BattleBots arena thing. I think it's called Fav or whatever. But I'm choosing Germinate. And I think this is very interesting because there's no like real action. It's kind of just describing a feeling. Do we even know what the word germinate means here? Usually germinate means like offspring or something, right?
It's,
like,
it's flower sex.
Yeah, so more he's having flower sex by putting this in his hands. I think this, we all thought that this yellow thing was going to be super important in this set, and it ended up not being the gem at all, so that was interesting. And then you got some wonderful foliage all around that is very well detailed with autumnal hues. So I think I like this person because they also look a little bit different than just our normal human of like those fingers are really long. Like, is this a tree person? Is he just getting born? Is he being born again? Is the wood rotted? I don't know. There's so many questions, but I do think for what I like about art drafts, always going to be the same of like, could I show this to somebody else? And they go, that's a really cool art, whether it's a card game or not. And I think that's this one. Carlos Cruchaga, I think he's a new artist, really. Don't think this is, this is his first card. So.
Chucky Cruz.
Yeah. But yeah. I want to see more from him, for sure.
There's a little thread I'm just kind of noticing. So this, in the center of Germinate, right, a lot of these Majestics have something like that going on. Like if you look at Felling again, right in the middle, it's this little seed has sprouted on Seeds of Tomorrow. They're maybe passing the seed
To be germinated.
You know, to be germinated. So,
I'm the germinator.
And is it like maybe life, the little thing of life? So I don't know, you know, there's maybe like an extra story in here that we've just kind of come across this little nugget of lore all by ourselves.
Whatever it is, rapid growth is not a part of it. So don't.
It's the life seed. Wait. It's go to the life. It's the life seed.
You think so? In all of these, it's just getting.
I mean, it's the same fucking shape.
It's the same shape. It's the life.
It's like seed shaped, you know.
No,
it's fucking seed.
That's
bro.
Green. This is yellow. It's completely different.
I think it is maybe the life seed. You know, we're telling a story here. The life seed, it's on its journey to repopulate Aria.
Is it in here? No, it's not in there.
No, it's not in that one.
That's why she's dead.
That she did. Oh, no.
All right. And now she will decompose.
Germinate goes so hard. It's so cool. Like, also, I think this person is maybe hot, and it's got the cool Runeblade border.
Earth Runeblade border.
It's just fucking crazy.
Also, this person may be hot. I mean, they're pretty hot.
They're pretty hot, you know? In a, like, dead...
In a paley, skinny person.
Pale, alien, dead kind of leaf this was, way.
This was the playmat in Leon this weekend.
Yeah.
That's great. That's sick.
I'm, like, going out of my way to make sure I get it, because it's really cool.
That is very cool.
You're not lying, are you?
Oh,
no, I'm Leon.
Oh, God.
Leon. All right, next. Somebody's turn. Hey, I think it's you. Number four.
Taylor's turn.
Oh, shit.
It is okay. Taylor. Shoot, I went the wrong way.
All right, with the last pick in round four. This is hard because I thought I had it real strong, and some of my picks got picked. Which doesn't really happen that often. Okay. I don't know if this ruins my vibe on my team or not, or if it makes it stronger. I'm not sure. It's kind of a wild card. I think I should just do it. I'm just going to do it. It's where my heart led me. It's not even on my list, but we're making a game time decision here. Okay, so with the final pick in round four, I'm choosing Haunting Rendition. This card is just like bananas. This should also be a play mat. I'm unsure if this person playing this demonic fiddle has two heads, or the fiddle has the head on them, or they're just wearing the head. But it's
or they're cutting
sweet.
Someone's head off with a fiddle.
Yeah, totally. And there's all these freaking Runeblade Knights in this dope jazz band that are doing this haunting rendition. And it's in a swarthy piece. So it's just great. It's really cool. I think the art is really cool. And I, you know, when you open it in a pack and see it in person, you're like, whoa. This is a majestic.
Yes, I got a block card. This goes perfectly with my strategy.
Dude, this would be good, I think, in draft. If you pulled this, this would be good. For sure.
0 for 4.
Did you see that she has two different color eyes?
Yes. Also, question. Is this a lady, either of them, from any card we've talked about previously? In any point in the game, just crossing our I's and dotting our T's here.
I don't think so. Maybe
it's not the succumb lady.
Is she wearing the tiara from Dynasty?
No. The amethyst tiara? No. Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys could have been like maybe before you said no. Like,
oh, maybe.
You guys could have been like maybe. Jeez.
That's it. Nobody. Okay.
No, it's great.
To the last pick. Guess.
No, I like all the purples, and I do like when Runeblade does music notes. It is so much cooler when Runeblade does music. Rune Rager Swarm. No, if they had done Crescendo Blast, yes, and like figure out how to make that art look crazy. Of why are we going, like. A Music of the Forest would have been a cool thing. Like, I like the music stuff, and this is by far the most symphonic music one we've got.
Nice. Yeah, that's why this one was like on my long list, primarily because of the musical stuff. You know, it was cool to have the violin. It's even got like the bars of music that are kind of flowing ethereally through the thing, and then there's like these dudes that are kind of hard to see in like armor with like glowing eyes and shit. Like it's pretty cool, I will say that. I do like that. It's also a Swarty, so fucking hey, you know.
Yep, Swarty's my guy.
Shout out to that motherfucker.
My guy. All right, with my final pick in Rosetta Art Draft 2024.
Wow.
I'm going with a real sleeper, but an absolute banger that I feel like everybody's sleeping on. It's the Rosetta Macro Sanctuary of Aria. Super dope. It's got meeps, which are becoming like a meme. They're just here all the time. And it's peaceful. And the cold foil you get if you went to pre-release makes it like 400 times even cooler. That Aurora, which maybe is the flow in Aria, but who knows? It just is cool art, great sanctuary scene, and I feel like it's a great card to also have as your last pick that is also really good artwork. And it has our classic Aria border, which is all of the colors. And it's another Kurchaga.
It feels very Aria and not very Rosetta.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily bad, but it like when I look at this, I would assume it's from Aria if I didn't know. Like just color wise and aesthetic wise.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Aria is my probably favorite place in all of Wraith that we've been to easily.
Yep.
They got everything. They got a sanctuary. They got an Everfest carnival.
They got Chick-fil-A.
They got Bravo. Yeah, they got Taco Bell.
Aria definitely has a Taco Bell.
There we go. That's my draft.
They got meat nuggets there.
They got meat nuggets? Oh, shit. I love meat nuggets.
Meep.
Meep.
Ooh. Oh,
meep nuggets.
Bro, oh. Come on, dude.
Oh, you don't sizzle your meep nuggets and get it ready?
You don't clown with me.
For my fifth pick in the Rosetta draft, I have been taking this very seriously to get the best art, to get the best like pictures. I have not gone for personal favorites or anything, but I do want to say that one of the art draft was when we were thinking about it, none of the prophecies said we couldn't have a little fun. So I'll be taking the Marvel Aurora.
Oh,
because this sparks joy.
Which one?
The adult Marvel, the one I'm talking about. Marvel shooting star.
There she is.
Nice.
I think what's cool about this is 17 things. So let's just go as we go. I really like, it's like cotton candy. It's so girly too. Like there's not a lot of girly energy in Fab. I think that's appreciated. It is kind of like an influencer, which for everything I've been like, that's kind of weird. It is like I can't wait to like, Sigil is suffering. You're actually dead. Like, loser. And like all of that is still going to happen. I think this, I got this Marvel in the first week. It's the first time I've like purposely went out and got a Marvel. I really like how it looks in person. Look at those. Those are cherry blossoms in my Aria. And they're not getting affected by her. She's like lightening everything up, but being consciously environmental or environmentally conscious. So I think obviously Starfall looks sick every time it's in art. Everything that is Marveled about this looks sick too. If you're getting a hero that you don't play, but you want the cool art, I would get this, even though it's so different from normal for Fab.
Yeah,
spicy. I also the call out to the
I love the call out to the girly energy. It really is. Yeah. It's got like you know grown up Lisa Frank vibes, and it's fun. I think it stands out. It might be a little bit outside of the norm, but I think who fucking cares? That's awesome. She's got a vibe, you know.
Look how long her hair is too. Holy shit.
Blake, I gotta say, you're born for this, Rosetta art draft.
I was born for this.
Blake, you want to know the other hero that exudes girly energy?
Nope.
Lexi Livewire.
Oh my god.
No way. Lexi's kind of more dangerous. She is not smiling in her photo. She is looking down on you from her high horse of supremacy.
Lexi's a mean girl. Yeah.
Yeah. She's
not in the lore. No, that's not true.
She bullies.
This round's on me. I will not tolerate this slander.
Well, once you get a couple of drinks in her, she loosens up. But
oh, yeah. Those are all my favorite people, are the people you need to talk to after three beers.
Yeah. I should have known, Blake, you were going to pick Aurora. Should have known because you love this hero and you love saying, loser.
Loser.
Loser. I am going to get physically assaulted outside of my game store in the next 5 months while playing this hero because I'm going to be so freaking obnoxious. And one of these days, whenever I'll put both channel Lightning Valleys and Sigil of Solling and draw two cards. They would jump
loser.
Over.
Only if you call yourself out.
Be a wayfinder.
If you call yourself out, when you lose, be like, "Yes, I'm the loser."
Oh,
people will forgive you a little bit, you know.
You know, I've never really tried self-deprecating humor. I think that'll put me in a really good headspace for 2025.
You know, I mean, some levity brought to those losses might help you a little bit.
Yeah. My mistake.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Over to Colin for the final pick.
No. Wrong. Zane.
Just trying to skip Zane, just in case.
Yeah, I bet if I were you, I would try to skip me too.
Sheesh.
All right. there's just not been enough love for the wizards and the wizard cards. There's some really weird and interesting ones. We got, you know, I got an eclectic magnetism, which is almost a wizard card with how it looks. But let's go with a true wizard card. Let's go with Glyph Overlay.
Ooh.
Which is just like a wild kind of unprecedented art that does not fit with like anything that we've seen from Wizard or Rosetta at all. Like, we're on a beach with a palm tree, which is not Aria. That's not the fall. There's a pirate ship ish. That's not Rosetta. She's putting runes on the waves. That's cool. Who is this? This card's weird. But I love it. I love looking at it. The alt art is great. It's similar. But
just, is that just, not just, Verdance?
Maybe it's Verdance. I don't know why she got so much ethereal dress going on.
Well, because that's her beach outfit.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beach.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, if we had to guess, that's probably the most likely character. But yeah, this one's from Matus, who's done a lot of great stuff like Cold Snap, the Amulets. He's done a lot over the years, but this is one of my favorites he's done. It's just so like out there and fun that I had to include it.
It's a good one. Choice. I like this.
This one was on my longer list. It's very good for the same reasons you said.
I also feel weird when I only pick like Majestics and stuff. So I always like try to dip into like the actual cards that you see when you play limited, like commons and rares.
Like a macro that everybody plays with.
The fact that it says the word macro on it, like, gives me negative points, but
I know, but it's the people's card, you know,
it's true. But yeah, I do love like incorporating some of the cards that really make up the experience of playing the set. And this is like one of those power cards in limited that is fun to see and have.
Hell yeah. Beautiful. All right. Well, it's all down to me to save this whole thing because everyone else just been fucking around picking some weird shit. No. I'm just saying stuff while I think and do other things at the same time. I have one last pick. Man, there are some good cards
final
left.
Final pick, dude.
There are some good, good cards left. This is hard. I think, Zane got me thinking about wizard cards too. But I don't give a fuck. They can all be Majestics and Marvels. That's fine. They got good art.
Yeah,
they do.
You know, I got to do this. I'm not sorry. Everyone will agree with me that somebody needed to pick a goddamn fucking Marvel-ass sigil.
I was wondering if we were going to get through all of them.
Why not the temporal manipulation? Wizard Instant. This one's got all the colors. It's got all the geometry. It's fucking dope. All the sigils are great. Shout out to Daniel, I can't read the small name on there.
Jimenez.
Fucking for doing all of these. Like, that's such a cool.
Him and his sigils killed it.
Yeah. Like, it was such a cool. Like, I didn't even realize that, but it makes so much sense to like give the same artist that whole series because you want them to feel connected, but each one has its own identity. There's so many other good ones, but I had to go with just a straight wizard one because that's me. I don't even know what this card does. Doesn't matter. It looks dope. Does dope.
It has it's the Kano text.
That's right. It's the Kano one. It's the Kano card. So it's obviously good because no matter what, you can pretend to be Kano even when he's gone. And that's it. That is it. That is all the Rosetta art that is good.
Is this a painting?
Are you a painting?
No.
I would hang that in my house for sure. You know?
This one I totally would. This one's sick.
I would like to shout out two of my honorable mentions, which I was very tempted to almost take, is Earth Rune Chant, I think, is really dope. The Earth Rune Chant is super sick. And the Rosetta box art, I think, is also super dope. And I hope to get a cold foil little Rosetta card, because I think that looks really cool and is pretty special. So those are my two honorable mentions. I just wanted to shout those out. Nice. Hashtag loyal to the soil.
I have an honorable mention I have to mention. Call to the Grave extended art is insane. Yeah,
it's insane.
It like doesn't fit the set in a way, like in some ways, which is maybe why I wanted to leave it off my list personally, but I expected it to get taken. But this card looks so cool, and it's clearly very unique to what we've seen so far, and hopefully hints at Necromancer coming in the future sets. This one's wild.
I'm like so hyped for Necromancer if it ever happens, but then I'm like, man, what if it has like a shitty hero ability and is like actually not fun to play? Like, how would I feel then?
Don't think like that.
Okay.
Yeah, don't even. Why would
how you, many times what? Has that happened in Fab history?
Yeah, almost never.
I don't know. Every ninja for me.
Well, you know, it's just not your style.
That's true.
Colin, what's your honorable mention?
Call of the Grave was definitely one of them. Let me look at my other list. Fucking Hand Behind the Pen. This art is tight. It has that kind of, you know, painting vibe. You know, it's like this long hallway. The kind of subject matter is farther away and a little obscured. It's got weird tentacles coming out of the face. There's tentacles coming out of a mask. And like, then there's this other guy up front, like, who also kind of looks like he's wearing a mask, but also looks like maybe he just fucking walked into the wrong hallway. This one was cool. I really liked this one a lot, and I was close to doing it. And then I'm going to shout out one more, which is going to be High Voltage. Because it's our, I believe it's our boy Reardon.
Yeah.
Said it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who does just so much cool art. That's just kind of weird and sometimes a little unsettling, like, and it's like rendering, it's just kind of like a little, I don't know, there's something tactile to it that doesn't look like most digital art and is very has a weird texture to, has a weird hand texture to it.
Yeah.
It has like, it feels hand drawn, right? Yeah. Whereas a lot of the other ones are, you know, digital art, and maybe it is hand-drawn. Who knows? Maybe that's what he does. But that's always what I appreciate about those cards. I was just looking at Erase Face.
You know? This kind of feels like the lightning, like burn them all a little bit, like art.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
Oh, burn them all would have been sick for lightning. my honorable mention, I thought this would get picked. I was like, should I do this or Aurora? But Aurora's way more fun to talk about. Mental Block. Mm-hmm. And Mental Block is your two favorite chi artists, or your two, the artists of your two favorite chi did Mental Block. I like the MC Escher type stuff going on here. I like that he's about to fight something, but then it turns into an animal, or is it midway turning, or does he know it's turning, or, and all of that looks like it's a fever dream. Like, yikes.
Your favorite block for two.
Yeah, your block card that blocks less than the rest of your deck.
Just like, why, if you're trying to be like, Wizard, we got you, could you make that a three block without people getting mad or no?
You sure would think.
I was almost thinking you could make it four, but
there's a cat. There's multiple cats and bunnies. Wow.
And some fruit maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Colin, you got to get this card up on the screen, dog.
Wait, what card? Sorry.
Mental block.
Oh, mental block.
At work at the same time. What's going on over there?
Dude, you'll see what's going on. Mental Block, this was also on my list. This one's so fucking weird.
It's yeah. Great. And it's like this teenage chimera is like, oh, what are you doing?
What is up with these wings that are like going the wrong direction? Like
wings do that. They're folding.
And he's drinking elderberry wine too or something.
It reminds me a lot.
Well, there's a hand. You see the Stanada, finger?
You know?
The finger where?
Oh, yeah, through the doorway.
Oh, like, oh.
The finger. It's just a big-ass finger.
And then there's a big lady blue head behind his sword. What
a
the hell?
Big lady blue head? Oh, yeah. There is a big lady blue head. Is that just her? And then she's up there again.
There's four big lady blue heads, and then her finger.
And this cat exists twice.
What?
This one is cool. I only think this one is just like something with how it's rendered. I want it to be like a bit more like painted than illustrated, you know. It's like too clean. I want it to be like I want to see like brush strokes or something, like more texture to it. But
okay. I have a thought about this card. This should have been the art for Mind Warp. Or like alt art Mind Warp, which like, I like the art for Mind Warp, but like I feel like if you just showed me this art and said like, what card is this?
Yeah,
that's like what I would think it is, or want it to be, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's cool. Good. That's
good. Good job.
This one is also on my long list. I think. Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. Any other last ones? Okay, come out. I gotta do this one because it's dope. I mean, there's a lot of good dope ones, but let's. I just realized that this motherfucker was a big dude and not just a tree. Is the Earth?
Oh
form.
Yeah,
Broccoli Man.
Yeah, I thought it was just a big tree, and then I zoomed in and was like, "Holy shit, it's a fucking."
The mat of him is so detailed; it's insane.
Like, is it really?
Like that That's person tight. Literally went and did every single detail
and just drew that shit, you know what I'm yeah. saying?
And that promo is so sick. It's like so fun to have it to play with it, you know?
Oh, that's a good promo. Card, I didn't realize that was a promo.
Yeah, for Skirmish. Yeah, Skirmish. Yeah. Participation.
Like upcoming Skirmish?
No, happened. It already happened.
Fuck.
I know, I didn't get any either. I need to acquire some.
I have one.
I need two.
Well,
I need
if anybody one likes me, you send me one. I only need one just to look
I could go on forever about honorable mentions, so I'm going to stop just because this is a pretty good set, I think, in terms of art and stuff.
I'd say
this is my favorite sigil.
It's Deadwood. Very good.
Deadwood sigil
Deadwood
is on my list.
Deadwood is good, yeah.
Both are good. That's,
I would have done that one if I didn't have fierce wizard loyalty.
It's kind of the dopest one, in my opinion, because I think both arts are sick.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the Marvel is really cool, and the regular version is great as well. Yeah, like that freaking skull, that playmat, I'm like, oh, God, I really want that as a playmat.
That's pretty good.
I think it's zoneless too, which I'm like, oh, love zoneless.
It's a no zone area, okay? No zones.
Yeah. Freaking
can't be contained.
Dope ass snake.
All right. Okay. Well, you were wondering what I was doing the whole time. Well, I've got a
we were.
Fucking surprise for you. I've got to
all
add
right.
it to the thing. We're doing this in real time. Maybe I'll edit this out.
Nah, keep it in. It's pretty good.
I'm adding it in. Is this the one? Untitled presentation.
He's adding it.
Put us over here, and then we're going to remove the card, and then, oh, come on. Boom, add to stage. Boom, we got it.
Boom.
Everybody's kicks.
That's pretty good.
Got them all in there. All right, Taylor, run us through your... pretty good 2024 Rosetta art draft.
My stellar art draft. With number one, I went with Barkskin of the Millennium Tree. Number two, Seeds of Tomorrow. Number three, Earth's Embrace. Number four, Haunting Redition. And number five, Sanctuary of Aria. Goated art draft. Very strong team. Probably going to win the championship this year.
Very, very Earth and, you know, Aurora Borealis vibes going on here, you know?
Well, I got it loyal to Earth the soil. And, then my boy Aswardi. Got to get an Aswardi in there. So,
what is soil without sky? You know what I'm saying?
Pointless.
It's all Earth, baby.
Blake.
At quarterback, I've got Face Purgatory growing to succumb temptation on the outside side. But our defense is anchored by the felling of the crown and germinates the number one punter in the country this year and coached by Aurora shooting star. She's been there, so she'll teach you a few things.
She was born for this, baby.
She was born for this.
Great job, great job. All right, Zane.
All right, at left tackle, we have Florian Rotwood Harbinger. Left guard, we have Snuff Out. At center, we have Eclectic Magnetism.
Wow, you're
right guard.
Center, Eclectic Magnetism? Bold, yeah. Bold.
At right guard, we have Rampant Growth Life. And then at right tackle, we have Glyph Overlay.
Nice.
Damn, I feel like he actually played football after hearing that.
Half of those are basketball positions.
And running back, I've got the backside of Rosetta Thorn Marvel. And point guard, I've got 10 foot tall and bulletproof as my heel. Number one heel. We got Drink 'em Under the Table. Shout out to Betsy as my science physics teacher. We have Acilio, young Marvel hero.
The coach.
And as that thing I saw when I ingested something, maybe I shouldn't have, its sigil of temporal manipulation, Marvel. I got three Marvels in here. Who cares? Get fucked.
Shit. I think you just won.
I mean, we all did pretty good.
Looking at it, though, I'm just like, it's crazy looking at them all, you know?
Yeah, that's these crazy. Two are just like having a fun in the middle of these crazy fucking other things.
This is like the most insane visual right now.
Those are all five cards you can get out of your Rosetta box.
That's right.
Order from, who's our sponsor affiliate?
FabFoundry.com.
FabFoundry.com.
Is it .com? I don't know if it is.
.org. .gov.
.gov.
It's definitely not. It's .co. .co.
.ca for Canada.
.co.
Click in the description for an affiliate link to help us out. Because you know what? No one's joining the Patreon, so you might as well just order the cards you are going to order from our good friend Onnit over there at Fab Foundry. Know you're going to get taken care of. Always ship nicely.
Dude, totally. I have recently purchased a bunch of singles, and I did some from Fab Foundry and some from another popular e-commerce website for cardboard. And I'm just so tired of getting 5,000 packages with shit just like taped to the inside of an envelope, you know, and I just hate all of that extra trash. I don't think it's worth the savings, in my opinion, you know? So anyway, that's my plug, or I don't know, my PSA. Support your, you know, more local one-man online shop situation. I know there's a bunch of people
who is pouring back into the community. You know?
Yeah, yes, constantly.
He does, yeah.
He's totally a goddamn pillar of this community. So give him your money and he'll give us a slight percentage of it.
5 cents, but it adds up over time.
Adds up over time. That's right, baby. All right. Well, that's it.
That's it. Remember to vote with your comments digitally, not audioly. Well, unless you attach it to an email and then send it to us, then you can.
As a voice memo for our 100th episode that's coming up soon, send us a fucking voice memo.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, people. Get it together. But if you think I won, which I'm sure you did, then you say it in the comments below of this YouTube video or in the Discord if you're a patron or on Twitter, or email us at theattackactionpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know who won.
Let us know that I won again.
Wasn't Blake or Zane, that's for sure.
It's definitely not Taylor.
All you Florian gamers.
Florian gamers rise up.
That was a big pick. That was like the cornerstone of my whole strategy, was to get that kind of mid round because I just didn't think anybody was going for it. And
no chance.
But I think
I can tell your whole thing was earthy.
I know.
You were just
Florian's not getting by me, baby.
You went before saying two. You could have.
I know. It was called strategies, trying to get value in later rounds, Colin.
You know, so you
get him on a smaller contract. Come on.
No, that's the risk you run, baby.
That is. That is.
You don't get your rookie stuff for me.
You don't draft your physics teacher before you're running back. You can't have a team.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Appreciate you all.
Cue the harpsichord.
Bye.
Bye.
Hasta luego.
Okay. I'm going to do something for the intro. You guys ready?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. It's going to come to me in the moment.
Oh, fuck.
Nope. I got nothing.
You thought you could do it just under pressure?
I did. I thought it would come to me right then. Okay.
I mean, it's a draft, right? So it's less art and it's more...
Sports?
It's more sports. You know, it's the sportification of art. You know, we're in here being like, bro, look at this fucking art. This art's good. Your art sucks. Fuck you. I win art.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. We'll sports ball it up.
Put that up in your butt.